All right, man. Another rumination here. Oh, man. And you remembered me in the most recent bucket from this recording. Also reminding you that, hey, I was going to cover more of this. And, you know, I reviewed a little bit of that, a little bit of my show to see, you know, what it was that I was going to be talking about in this rumination. And then it went zang. Wow. Yeah, dude. I figured out who the right wingers, George Soros, is politically. And that is the thing about the internet, man. Or social media, as it is now. We're in the middle of 2.0, coming to an end, really. COVID did a lot as far as ushering on this the next era. And yes, I've heard of the dead internet thing, you know. I mean, there's going to be nothing but bots and emails, machine learning, and AI going around, SI going around, shit like that. But you've already noticed what it came to be for UK, and you're starting to see that roll out way over here across the pond, having to take your ID just to get onto the internet. I kind of think that we probably should have just, you know, made it out the gate. Like, okay, 1995, you know, you're starting to see personal computers and stuff like that, whether it was, you know, the oldest iMacs that were connected onto the internet, or the oldest PCs that were connected onto the internet. Maybe they probably should have did that then. And now they realize that they probably should have done that then instead of now, because there's one hell of a backlash over it. But back to the thing that I was teasing along in the last bucket. Wait no longer. The president at that time, about 4 years ago from this recording, it was basically George Soros playing Weekend at Bernie's, you know, that whole time. That whole damn time. But it just hit me, and I was watching a video of a guy's here, and it was pretty cool. But I got into the comments, and it simply said, "Miriam Adelson's goals accomplished, MAGA," right? Because now MAGA is in an existential crisis of sorts, you know. And hell, even the guy we think is the leader of that movement is in an existential crisis. Sheldon Adelson was the right winger's George Soros. Very pro-Israel, by the way. So you have two factions of this crazy regime, right? There's the global homo George Soros types, and then you got the "for the Bible told me so" pro-Israeli types like Sheldon Adelson. You got two of these factions. Both, by the way, have won the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is kind of like the highest distinction you can get as a civilian in this country. They both have won it. Both sides have crowned their deep state kings, you know. I mean, that was real. I mean, shit. I had mentioned that on the show about Sheldon Adelson. I mean, and I was like, yeah, right wingers, that is your George Soros. You know what I mean? However, Sheldon Adelson died in 2021. His wife, Miriam Adelson, is there as kind of like a regent of sorts. You know how, like, you know, when a king dies, you know, his wife is still alive. The queen consort, by the way. And she acts as a regent. And that was in the, you know, from way back. I'd like to say the Bronze Age, ever since the monarchical form of government was formed way back then. It's done that same way now. You know, Sheldon Adelson dies in 2021 and Miriam Adelson takes over for him as a placeholder because their youngest son, Matan or Matt, I'll call him in this, is now being, you know, he's being groomed, excuse the pardon the phrase, to be the successor of Sheldon Adelson. You know, but they even realize that they're in a tough time now because thank goodness for social media and even channels like this censorious as YouTube for being around. Why? Because the powers that be, their masks are slipping off. You know how in entertainment, in the world of entertainment and showmanship, you have the two masks, the sad mask, the happy mask, and whatnot. Yeah, the government has something like that, too. That's the kabuki theater that they play on you in the media. And right about now, it's in a turbulent time, much like the 60s. Because back then, oh man, a lot of, you know, a lot of people representing two big factions of the world's, dare I say, governing group is going through kind of like a fire purifying stage, a cleansing stage, if you will. Today is no different. Today is no different, you know. I mean, hell, even George Soros has a placeholder for him in case he, you know, kicks the bucket. Yeah, man. He will be, his days are numbered, life-wise anyway, because he's getting long in the tooth, man. You know. And so pretty soon he'll have a placeholder or regent representing him on the left. However, here on the right, oh, Sheldon Adelson is no better, dude. He's gone. His regent is here. The regent is grooming her son into this. You know, pardon the phrase. And now that that is going on, man, and you look at your individual selves, I know I am. I'll tell you what, I'll go ahead and speak for me. I'm looking at my individual self, and I'm thinking, bro, this is bigger than just, you know, a battle for my mind. You know, because both sides want to claim your mind. Much like George Clinton had said in a funk song, right? Like, mind your wants, because someone wants your mind. And those are two people that come to mind when I think about that. It isn't just, you know, stepping away from feminists taking over you and taking over your life. Getting them to put the government in your bedroom, just like putting a ring on your finger. You know? When Godfather of Ramadi was on my show, I was hinting on that when he was on the show a few buckets back, and, you know, he didn't know too much about that. He was looking at the, he didn't want to get ahead of himself, because, yes, he had an issue too, a very valid one also. You know, this same regime sent him out there, put him at risk of death to hold that shit up. And I always thought that, you know, a soldier or sailor, airman, marine, guardian, so on and so forth, they were put here to give up their own rights being subjected to the UCMJ to protect all other rights of civilians, the U.S. Constitution. But this nice little thing called the Patriot Act came around. And I think that was their line in the sand. You know, you don't follow us, you're with the terrorists. And I remember where the fuck I was when those two, well, actually three, maybe four buildings went down on that fateful September day. At the time I was coming of age, a few days after I turned 21 when it happened. See, I'm throwing hints at them now. But I'm pretty sure they know who the fuck this is. Because internet anonymity just died. It's gone, man. Pretty soon, you guys will all see my face. I will cam up one day. That day will come. And when it does, man, it's not an if, it's a when. You know, by that time, we're probably going to be going on an exodus. I mean, my backup channels won't just be there just to be there anymore, you know? You know, that will be where we will be. Unless, of course, the rulers of the internet, the ruling class of the internet's far reach gets to us. You know, pretty soon we might even be back on fucking radio, shortwave radios and HFs and JSA calls and some shit like that. But until then, we're all we got. Even after that. You know, like, and I often point out to this, I didn't just take this red pill to walk away from dating and relationships. See, that's the introduction into their world. You know, the greater matrix, as it used to be called, in our common parlance, I guess, but no, it's a lot bigger than that, man. They're taking away your rights as they go forward. And it's just boggles the mind that there are some, even in our space, that don't have a wide enough scope or a wide enough beam of light to get through these dark tunnels here. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, man. They're all bought and paid for. If you want to know where this does go in the United States, here in the States, look at what's going on with Thomas Massie. They want him, and they want him gone. There's that. I don't know what to say, bro, but do this. Stay subscribed to everyone's backup channels. I mean, be on the lookout for YouTube, and it's coming for Rumble, too, because Rumble's doing some of the same shit YouTube is doing, you know? They only keep in you, I mean, YouTube and Rumble are, you know, two wings of this same entertainment bird. You know, Rumble came to be because, dude, they were selling you a free speech. They were selling you, you know, a way for you to show the uncut raw over there on their shit. But really, it was only an indication that, you know, the mainstream media as a whole, which leans very left, has kicked the right wing out. And it's been that way for ages, man. Oh, man. And then this, you know, COVID was one event. This Epstein thing is another event. And, you know, speaking of this Epstein event, they better not pardon that bitch. But they are. Might as well look back to your red pill truths. You know how much time a woman does compared to a man for the same damn crime. And now they're in a works. They're in works to get her out of this. You know. Or using what she had gathered and gained for all the blackmail to pick up from where pretty much they had left off. All they did was shed off two other people, two other men. This woman seems a lot more valuable to them. And if you really look at it, and the actions of her dad as well, the apple didn't fall too far from the tree, man. It's no longer just a battle for your mind. It's a battle for your soul. Or it is that way. Let's just look at it like that. But what they have on the right's very enticing. Very enticing. Because they know how to speak all the good spiritual words and all of that. You know, be wary of those who have sweet honey out their mouth, but bitter stings at the tail, you know. I'm thinking that they are going to pardon her. And you know, you see this shit coming too. And that the P-Pass, we talk about that every now and again out here. I also talk to you about that shit that was going on with the with this female and her fucking situation, where it took the courts nine years to serve this woman a 100-year sentence. And keep in mind, she's only going to serve a fraction of that. Let's go back a little bit further. Remember when I brought up Patricia Krenwinkel and, you know, of the Manson family, and how they're now accessing her parole? Ugh. Disgusting. Disgusting. So, yeah, as the saying does go, keep your head on a swivel, man. I mean, we will get into this in further buckets and in further ruminations. We'll see you soon.